Well, Ian Blackford is the leader of the Westminster group of SNP MPs, and he joins us now. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Laura.
Should Margaret Ferrier resign?
Well, you know, the quote that you just read there from the First Minister and the expressions of anger that you've demonstrated in the bulletins this morning, I think really demonstrate how people feel. And at the end of the day, politicians have a responsibility, that responsibility of office, that responsibility of leadership that we are given. And this is a desperate situation that we've all been living through over the course of the last few months. We've debated it endlessly, the fact that so many people have lost their lives, the fact that so many people are having to make sacrifices, not being able to see their family, their loved ones and so on. And politicians have to be judged by their actions. And I'm sad to say that Margaret has made a tremendous error of judgment in this. She has apologised for it. But at the end of the day, her credibility has been called into question. But not just that, the fact that in doing this, that she has broken the law, and she's rightly referred herself both to the police and to the parliamentary standards. But I think, I mean, I've done yesterday when I became aware of this what I needed to do, and that was to withdraw the whip from Margaret. She's no longer an SNP
MP. But should she resign?
But, well, this is what I'm laying out to you. I think she has to reflect on the circumstances that she is now in. I would say to her that her position isn't tenable given the circumstances that we're in, and she has to accept her own responsibilities for what she must do. I can't force that upon her. She is no longer an SNP MP.
But do you believe she should resign?
Well, I think I've just kind of spelt that out, really, haven't I, Laura?
So we take that as a yes.
Well, I think at the end of the day, we've got to be judged by our actions, and you have to take responsibility for what you've done. I mean, I rightly call for Dominic Cummings to go after what he did. And of course, there is a difference insofar as that Margaret has apologised for this, but I think she has to carefully
reflect. But she also broke the rules in a much more serious way than Dominic Cummings.
I've laid that out. I'm pretty angry at what has happened. It is not acceptable. And it is important. It is beyond reproach that everybody, absolutely everybody, must obey the rules. And we have to think about the signal that this gives to the public and the sacrifices that I spoke about that people are having to make. And it's in the light of that that Margaret will have to do the right thing.